What would life have been like if you were living in Honolulu in the 1930s and were diagnosed with leprosy or Hansen's disease? Well, that's a question at the center of a new play debuting tonight at the Manoa Valley Theater. It's called Shipment Day, named for the day that a patient would be shipped off to Kalaupapa on Molokai. The play was written by Lorenzo de Stefano, and it's the story of his cousin, Olivia Rabello, who was diagnosed with leprosy at age 18. After spending time at a hospital in Kalihi, she boarded a ship to Kalaupapa, where she stayed for the next 70 years until she died in 2006. HPR's Dave Lawrence sat down recently with the play's author, and the interview includes a dramatic reading from the play. But the playwright begins by describing the sense of fear that surrounded a diagnosis of leprosy in 1934 in Honolulu, and not only for the patient.
It also had a residual effect on families. They had to move. There was a lot of gossip, like, Olivia, you know, the daughter, have you heard? She has leprosy. And the whole family, you know, you go to the store, and the people don't want to touch your money. A lot of fear involved and stigma.
Did she give you any reflections on the way that you talked to it? Is a good lead into that, how different people have different stories and interpretations of things that happened to them, and also, much like a family, will send a story down the family lines. Like, perhaps you'd be like, yeah, my great-great-grandfather or so-and-so did such and thing. Did she share any reflections that people had shared with her on the work of Father Damien after being in that world where perhaps the firsthand stories or memories of things got passed down that would just be enlightening or that you know?
About him?
Yeah.
Well, he's revered, you know, by pretty much everyone there, elsewhere too. But she always spoke lovingly of his sacrifice, you know, and she cried over it, what he suffered by getting the disease. He was not particularly careful at the time. There were certain medications to treat this that didn't come along until the 50s, where there were some successful medications to arrest this and make it non-contagious, you know. So he gave everything for people, for strangers, you know, which is the true Christian way in the way he interpreted it. And he ran into a lot of opposition from the archdiocese here. He was becoming too famous, too much of a star.
Right.
People sent money to him, and they actually probably wanted the money here, you know, for other uses.
Did, when you think about this as a personal story, and it's a very personal one for you, what were some of your discoveries that you can share with us?
Well, you know, the play consists of a dramatized version of Olivia. I knew her well, maybe as well as anyone, and I knew her for 17 years. She had a lot of relatives and friends who had their own impressions of her. Mine were based on, you know, maybe 60, 70 visits to Kalaupapa over a 17-year period. She'd come to the mainland and travel with me, and we got close. You know, their mothers were sisters. My mother and her mother's mother were sisters. And so the Portuguese girls. I discovered kind of what I knew already in the process of doing the play, and now in the final week of rehearsal before we open, is that this is a superb example of an everyday woman who I call her the Rosa Parks of leprosy. In other words, she would not get off the bus. You know, she found her line and she wouldn't cross it in terms of dignity. And she said, call me by my name. You know, my name is Olivia. I'm not my condition. I'm Olivia. And she's a beacon, you know, of strength in a world where people got pushed around a lot.
Why do you think personally it's important to tell this story today?
Well, you know, people's rights are being trodden on right now, you know, rights of self-determination and existence, pride of who you are, religious freedom, immigration issues. It's popular in some quarters to isolate and export, exterminate, whatever you want to call it, the undesirables of the world, quote unquote, you know, the people that are different. And leprosy is a mythic disease, and there's a lot of misnomers still about it. So I think Olivia's story has a lot to say about getting behind the myth, you know, getting behind the fear, and realizing that how people deal with adversity and come out the other end. I mean, she lived to be 90 years old. She traveled the world. She became an author. Her book, My Life of Exile, has been out for 30 years. It's still in print. And so, though she was not a willing activist or a messenger, she became one. because she wouldn't shut up about it. You know, she wouldn't take, she wouldn't be put in a position of weakness. She'd been pushed around a lot, and she's sort of the original question authority person. And so I loved her a lot, and I learned a lot from her, and hopefully I helped her along the way in her passage.
Well, as you are sharing her story, you're going to do it in a pretty remarkable way today. You've got Ku'ule Shafi, who is the lead actress in your production here, and you've brought her in, she plays Olivia, and you brought her in today to reenact a scene for us. So if you can, set up what we're going to hear.
Okay. Well, I'll say that Ku'ule met Olivia when she was 9 years old here in Honolulu, which is very interesting, and that these many years later, that she went to, born on Maui, went to L.A. to become a trained actor, lives and works there now. I kind of wrote the play for her. We've known each other a long time. And for her to now be interpreting this life of a woman she met as a child and has now come to understand in a different way. This monologue is a short 2-minute extract from the play, from different aspects of the play, but that will give your listeners, I hope, a good idea of Olivia's dilemma, her life before, during, and a little bit after the diagnosis in October of 1934.
It's Ku'ule Shafi, and an excerpt from Shipment Day, original work by Hawaii playwright Lorenzo DiStefano.
I used to dream. I used to think I was special. I'm Olivia Ribello. I was born 21 years ago on June 6, 1916, in Kalaheo, Koloa, Kauai, in the territory of Hawaii. When I was about 7, we moved to Oahu. It's been fun growing up in Kalihi, near the busiest downtown in the North Pacific. The streets are filled with trolleys and buses and cars and more people than I've seen in one place in my whole life. It's like something out of a Hollywood movie, full of sights and sounds and extras from almost every country in the world. Our neighbors are Hawaiian, Chinese, Japanese, and Filipino. Different as we are from each other, we all live together on this floating island. They're all poor, just like us. It's not like anybody's starving or anything, but there are times when things can get pretty tough. Until 2.5 years ago, during the first week of October 1934, my life was ordinary and uneventful. That's when Mama and I took the bus downtown to see our family doctor. When Dr. Wason came in, he looked at a blemish midway up my right arm and asked me to roll my sleeve up a little higher. While he was examining it, he asked how long I'd had it. I told him about 2 weeks. Mama said we'd been coating it with red dirt from our front yard to stop the itching. That's when he unwrapped a brand new razor blade and said, I'm just going to take a little sample for the laboratory to check out. When I asked him what for, he said it was just a precaution, that there were some things floating around right now, but that it was probably nothing to worry about. Just a mosquito bite gone bad. We returned home and reported to my father that all was well. Less than a week later, a man showed up at our house. Is this the home of Olivia Ribello? Who wants to know? My father asked. The man handed him a piece of paper. By order of the Board of Health, I'm here to take her away right now. Take me where? To Kalihi Hospital. But why do I have to go there? Because you have leprosy. All my hopes for a normal life ended in that moment. My whole world had suddenly changed. Even if I lived another 1,000 years, nothing would ever be the same for me again.
It's Ku'ule Shafi, who plays the lead role of Olivia in Shipment Day by Hawaii playwright Lorenzo DiStefano, set in Honolulu between 1934 and 1937, and dramatizing the early life experiences of DiStefano's cousin, leprosy activist Olivia Ribello.
That play opens tonight at the Manoa Valley Theater and goes until November 25th. The world premiere of Shipment Day, an original work by Hawaii's Lorenzo DiStefano, is part of Manoa Valley Theater's 50th anniversary season. Hana Ho.